Hello, introduce yourself.
My name is Norma Scoggins Bastido. I'm Randy Simmons' grandmother.
Tell me about your parents.
My mother was a hard worker. She was loving. It was six of us, so she was very busy all the time. A great cook.
Tell me about your grandparents.
Never met my mother's father, and my dad's father was a farmer. Never met his wife. She died before I was born. I only knew my mother's mother, and she was quite a social butterfly.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
I was so excited, and if I had a boy, it would have been quite disappointing because I wanted a girl.
What was my mother like when she was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about her?
Well, Kelly was smart, and she was friendly, and she was funny. And she was like beyond her years when she was really little. It was me and Kelly until she was a teenager, and then it was the hard years. But stories I remember about her was when she was like three, maybe two. We were having a party, and I took her to my mother's house so she can go to bed, and there was a knock on the door. And it was Kelly coming back to the party. Everybody laughed when we opened the door and she's in a little diaper and t-shirt coming back to party.
Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through our family. When and how did they get started?
Well, Christmas is the one that comes to mind. Our house was always sparkly and clean, and it was like six of us, so it was like friends and family and good food. It was always real busy around that time, and it was lots of fun for us.
What are some jobs / careers held by past generations in our family?
Okay. My father was a mechanic, and RTD is Metro now. And before that, he was what they call a porter. He worked on the trains. My mother was a seamstress, and then she came to work for, she was a postal clerk. My grandmother was a maid. She made her living maid at that time. And my aunt, she was like a chef. She was the head cook in a business. And a little business. I have sisters that's been in business administrators.
Okay. What are your favorite family holidays?
Of course, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter. Anywhere there was a great big eating meeting. Food was always played a part of our fun.
Did you like going to school?
Yes and no. I wasn't a great student. I didn't apply myself. And now that I'm old, I realize that. But I like the social aspect. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. What did you do during the summer when you were off of school?
It was a real adventure during the summer. There were lots of kids on our block, and so we would be outside from morning to night until the lights came on the street lights. Riding bikes and skating, building bikes, playing baseball, football, you name it. We were doing it.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Would I? Let's see. Teenage years. Oh, yeah. We had great fun. I was given great freedom. Like, I was a middle child, but I never, ever took advantage of it.
Can't relate. Get great freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a nickname? What was it and how did you get it? Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
Well, I had a couple of nicknames. One, they used to call me Scarbone because I was so skinny at school. And then a guy at home, he gave me the nickname Chip because he said I looked like a chipmunk. So they all called me Chip. And at school, you know, mm-hmm. jokingly, they would call me Scarbone.
Mm-mm. Do they still call you that?
No.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
I never wanted to be rich. All I wanted to be was comfortable and stress-free. I don't like a bunch of drama in my life, so pretty much I really wanted it to be. I'm not rich, but I'm not poor. I'm comfortable. That's all I wanted.
Describe your first date with your husband.
Well, our first date was on the 4th of July one year. He took me to breakfast.
What year?
Oh, I can't remember that. It was over 20 years ago.
Yeah, we married for 17 years.
Yeah, but we dated for 6, so. So he took me to breakfast, and I didn't know where to take him. We were in the hood. I didn't know. So we ended up on Wilshire at this place that I always thought, I think I had eaten there before, and it was okay. I thought it was okay. But it was the worst breakfast ever. Have you ever had watered-down syrup? It was watered-down syrup. It was horrible. But we had fun. I mean, you know, we enjoyed each other's mm-hmm. company.
Tell me about your wedding day. Did it go as you imagined?
Yeah, everything went, it went pretty good. Just fine. Even though I didn't want a big day. My husband wanted a big day. I would have been happy just going down to the courthouse. And, you know, getting it done there and saving a lot of money. But he wanted a big wedding.
Where did you spend your honeymoon?
We did our honeymoon in Hawaii on the Big Island. And that wasn't a real adventure because, like, a few weeks before we took our honeymoon, there was a big eruption. Mm. So, of course, we went through all the fields and stuff where eruptions, they showed where mm-hmm. different years, this erupted. And then we went through where it was erupting right now. Mm. And you could actually see the embers and you could see the flow. The lava? Yeah, the lava had covered the road, and we went on the end where the ocean, the lava, you know, the land meets the ocean, mm-hmm. and you could see it pouring.
The beach?
No, it was
the
like
sand?
It wasn't it. You know, it was cliffy, you know, because it's been erupting and uh-huh. stuff. So we could actually see the lava and the steam coming out. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I'll have to show you some pictures of that.
What have you learned from your husband?
My husband is a very wise man. Patience. He's a kind of guy that stays in touch with his friends and, you know, value friendship. I learned a lot of things from him. He's very loving. Touchy-feely, you know. He's a good man.
Very affectionate.
Mm-hmm. You know, Papa.
Thinking of the jobs you held, is there one that stands out the most? That's your favorite.
I only had two jobs in my life. Two types of work. I worked in a dental office for 10 years. That was okay. But my boss was kind of wacky.
Your boss is my mom's godfather.
I know. I love him, but I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? He was a little wacky. We both were young. He had a young practice. And then I worked as a insurance examiner, claim examiner. Didn't for the rest fired? Of my, pardon me?
Didn't you get fired?
No, they laid me off once. They were cutting back and I got laid off. But I've never been fired from a job. And every time I left a job, I had a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite?
Well, one time for extra money, I did bartend. Not bartend, but a cocktail waitress. Mm. That was fun because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
I always just wanted to be a homemaker. I do.
You didn't want to work?
I really didn't want to work. But I had to eat, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you accomplished that job now.
Pardon me? I apply it to right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Well, I didn't pay much attention to religion. I wasn't into it. But then you do some stupid stuff. Then you dedicate your life. Well, not dedicate, but, you know, I'll start practicing more religion.
What's your religion?
I'm a Methodist. I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. What important lessons have your religious belief taught you? Will you share them with me?
Well, try to be kind and forthright. The main thing, gratitude. I'm constantly have faith. Mm-hmm. And things happen for a reason. You may not understand it, but it'll come to you, you know. And faith and gratitude.
Okay. We're done here. We finished all the questions. Good job.
Oh, well, thank you, granddaughter. You're welcome. All right.